There's been months of flooding on Idaho rivers, with a reservoir system that's been straining at capacity as the deep winter snowpack has slowly melted off. Now, in the second half of June, the floodwaters are receding. Last month, Tom Michael took an aerial view of the situation and has this report.
It's mid-May. I'm at the Boise Airport, hopping in a Cessna with pilot Don Ryman and Kevin Lewis, the director of Idaho Rivers United. We're going to fly the flood to see what the swollen rivers and reservoirs look like from the air, especially along the Boise and Big Wood Rivers. Don sketches out the flight path.
Show you where the split is between the Payette River drainage and the Boise River drainage. You'll be able to see how much snow's up there. Then we'll fly back down, go over and look at Anderson Ranch, and then Arrow Rock, Lucky Peak, and then we'll fly down the river and then come back.
What is the state of those reservoirs, and how much meltwater is yet to come?
General Yankee, Boise Tower, wind 2708, runway 28 left at Echo, clear for takeoff, right turn and course approved.
Everybody ready to go? Rock and roll.
First stop, sure. Lucky Peak Reservoir, where a thin band of sand meets the water's edge.
Yeah, see the sandy beach? When it's clear full, the water's at the top of that sand that you see around the shoreline.
That's the reservoir with the most amount of available storage right now.
That's Kevin from Idaho Rivers United. He worries about reservoir capacity and the potential dangers downstream.
Lucky Peak Reservoir backs up to the face of Arrow Rock Dam.
Yeah, you can see Arrow Rock is right almost up to the top of its line.
Arrow Rock Dam was dedicated in 1915. It would hold the honor as the world's tallest concrete arch dam for the next 9 years.
Boy, it is almost full, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's right there. If it gets full, then it goes over this emergency spillway, which is on the left-hand side as you look down at it.
Are they pumping water out the tubes?
Yeah, it's coming out the tubes of the dam and, of course, the powerhouse, but the powerhouse only takes a couple thousand CFS. You can see the logs and debris in the reservoir down there.
We're flying north-northeast and climbing above 10,000 feet, looking down on a snow line that is as low as 8,000 feet. Kevin points out fresh snow.
I think the telling number is we still have over a million acre-feet of water in the basin, in snowpack.
Don guides the plane up to 14,000 feet as we approach the crest of the Sawtooth Mountains.
And we're actually going to be right at the headwaters of four drainages. You're going to have the Boise River drainage, the Payette River drainage, the Salmon River drainage, and then the Wood River drainage, all kind of come together right over here.
As Kevin notices, there's flooding here, but it's not where people live.
I mean, there's other watersheds in the state that are causing problems, but both the Big Wood and the Boise, because we've encroached so much onto the floodplains of the build alongside rivers. But we kind of built ourselves into a place where we don't have a whole lot of options on the Boise.
We pass the upper headwaters of the Salmon River and head over the Galena Range to the Wood River Valley.
The Big Wood right below us.
See all that snow over there? That's headed for the Boise River.
That snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the dividing line. This side's Big Wood, the other side goes into the South Fork of the Boise. Oh, Kevin, look over here. You can see that this creek's out of its banks.
Oh, yeah.
See in the field there?
Yeah.
The airport in Haley comes into view.
That's the drainage dividing line right there. So if you follow that ridge and then that one over there under the cloud up, everything on the other side is Boise.
And all that snow in the background along the ridge of the Sawtooths, that's all Boise River you're looking
at. Yep. We're looking at the future, I guess.
Yep.
Then, it's past the Trinity Mountains and onto Anderson Reservoir.
So this is now the backwaters of Anderson Ranch Reservoir. And as you can see, it's essentially full.
Then it's down through the city of Boise along the river out to Eagle. A squall is brewing in the western sky, and we don't want to be out much longer. As we approach Eagle Island, we see barricades along the river to keep it out of the surrounding gravel pits. This, says Kevin, is a concern.
That's one of the biggest fears is because the wastewater treatment plant is right below us here at 1 o'clock. So if you get the river over here and starts carbonating the channel, it could put the wastewater treatment plant at risk.
We fly back to Boise to land. It seems dire, and in mid-May it is. But in the months since that flight, those three reservoirs are even more full. The flows in the Boise River at Glenwood would hit another peak on June 4th and then recede. Same with the Big Wood River, another spike in the first week of June before dropping. Looking back, it was due to some cool weather days and some careful water management that allowed the system to recover. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.